We want to start down here and we can't see anything. Is that enough or not? No, he says that's fine. It's a bit pitch dark at the moment. Well, I'm standing in my exhibition, The Wave, at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge. And in this first part of the show, there's the very earliest work I did, I think, in 1976, an ink drawing of the sea near Brighton. That's one of a little series I did over a weekend all those years ago. These are a couple of years ago, I think, and from a series of monotypes, which you make by an etching plate, blacked up, brought to me, entirely dense, velvety black, and I work with terps and my hands and fingers to make the drawing. So it's like drawing with light into dark, rather than the more usual way of dark, a dark pencil or something on a bit of white paper. And that is the tiniest work in the exhibition, and it's called Wave Rolling. But it's quite delicious, like a little jewel if you get near it. This is called Wave Returning, and it's about that moment where the sea in its own great crashing or laughing time, I mean in its many moods, many paces, many bits of time it takes to crash and then return to the sea, crash and then return to the sea. And that is one of the new ones, this big summer wave, which I'm quite pleased with. It was a very quick one, and I think it's got the action. I'm trying to paint, you know, it's impossible, of course, but the sound of the sea as it crashes onto the shingle, tosses it up in a terrifying way. And of course, a great many of these paintings are about erosion, because what I regard as my bit of sea, my Suffolk bit of sea, is being constantly eroded, and that is also part of this subject. And the fact that I identify, as I approach early middle age, identify with the shingle. When the sea, like time, is coming, you know, inevitably eroding, and there's nothing you can do about it, like time, nothing you can do about it. But it's also, of course, very, very sexy. I mean, the approach of a wave becoming solid before it crashes onto the beach and throws the water back again, I mean, that gradual approach, then the solidity, and then, you know, the shattering, the dissolving is pretty orgasmic. As a subject, the sea has everything going for it, really, because it's the life of the sea, the constantly changing, never, ever, ever, ever the same from one moment to the next. And I can remember as a toddler walking into the sea and talking to it. Talking. And now I try to listen. I try to listen to the sea, and sometimes it can be laughing, sometimes it can be roaring. I mean, the sound of the sea is what these paintings are about, just, and it's about the moment, the split-second moment of action, like falling in love with someone.